Jesus' first remark from the cross is found exclusively in Luke. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It's fitting that the first word should be as problematic as this one is, for the drama of the cross is itself mysterious. Let us briefly recapitulate what we know about the road to Golgotha. Born to Mary, a young woman, Jesus preached the coming of the kingdom of God, a kingdom that would unseat the temporal powers of the world and bring about a universal acknowledgement of Israel's God. Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In Mark, likely the earliest gospel, Jesus was reported to have foretold coming chaos and then order. "And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. In those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done." In his public ministry, Jesus attracted devout followers. Performing miraculous deeds, he appeared to cure the sick, exorcise demons, and even raise the dead. The reports of his triumphant entry into Jerusalem in the week before his final Passover suggests that he was embraced enthusiastically by Jewish pilgrims to the holy city, and was thus seen as a destabilizing force by Jerusalem's ruling authorities. Jesus was executed in the wake of anti-Roman activity bloody enough to have resulted in the conviction of at least three other men, including Barabbas, whom the Gospels tell us was being held for execution for his role in that violent episode. It was, then, a time of tumult and of uncertainty, and, historically speaking, the crucifixion was probably the result of ecstatic crowds looking to Jesus to bring the kingdom to earth right then. If Jesus had truly been a revolutionary threat in the traditional sense of leading or inspiring an armed uprising, he would most likely not have been the only figure from his circle to die. His followers were left alone in the aftermath of the crucifixion, and were free in the fullness of time to settle in Jerusalem as they worked out a new understanding of what Jesus' death on the cross and his empty tomb meant. Complex matters and big themes, the biggest, really, one can conceive of. And why not? The Christian undertaking, derived from its roots in Judaism, is about a cosmology that attempts to account for the seeming triumphs of evil and asserts the conviction that justice and goodness will prevail. Of course, it's complicated. The seven last words are collected from the different gospel accounts as a devotional exercise, and the church has long chosen to begin its Good Friday services with Jesus's words of absolution. Yet my sense is that we take the wrong lesson from Jesus' declaration of forgiveness, if we read it, as many preachers do, as an affirmation of the wideness of God's mercy. Look, sermon after sermon has asserted, look at the amazing grace of Jesus. Even in the starkest of pain and in the most exquisite of agonies, the Son of Man embraces all sinners, extending salvation to the torturers who are in the midst of murdering him.